The religious life of Ephesus centered around the worship of the Greek goddess Artemis, or Diana for the Romans. It was, in fact, the worship of the ancient fertility goddess, venerated as the Magna Mater, or Great Mother, of Asia Minor. Her temple was four times the size of the Parthenon in Athens, and was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Built of white marble, this vast edifice, about 104 meters long and 50 meters wide, was decorated with 100 marble columns more than 16 meters high. The interior was richly adorned with sculptures and paintings by renowned artists, and contained the statue of the goddess, which was said to have fallen from heaven. The elaborate cult that was celebrated there in honor of the goddess drew immense crowds and provided work for many people. Among other trades that made great benefits was the Guild of the Silversmiths, which manufactured miniatures of the goddess and her temple. But this lucrative industry, which provided a good income for the craftsmen, was seriously affected by the spread of the gospel, and the sale of the silver models began to decline. A silversmith named Demetrius decided to take action. He called together his colleagues and fellow workers, along with others whose profession was like theirs, and said to them, "Men, you know that our prosperity comes from this trade. You can see and hear for yourselves what this man Paul is doing. He has succeeded in convincing many people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia, saying that man-made gods are no gods at all. There is the danger, then, that our trade will lose its good name. Not only that, it is also to be feared that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be discredited, and the goddess herself, who is worshipped throughout the province of Asia and in all the world, will be robbed of her divine majesty." On hearing this, the men became angry and began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" And confusion spread throughout the whole city. The mob seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's traveling companions from Macedonia, and rushed them to the great theatre. This was a vast open-air site, able to accommodate about 25,000 people. Paul wanted to appear before the crowd, but the disciples would not let him. Some of the provincial magistrates, who were his friends, also sent him a message begging him not to venture into the theatre. Meanwhile, the whole meeting was in an uproar. Some were shouting one thing, some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there. Then the Jews pushed forward a man named Alexander, and some of the crowd concluded that he was responsible. Alexander motioned with his hand for silence in order to make a speech to defend the Jews before the people. But when they realized that he was a Jew, they all shouted in unison for about 2 hours, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" Finally, the town clerk, who was an important city official and often acted as chairman of popular meetings held in the theatre, managed to quell the riot. "Men of Ephesus," he said, "everyone knows that this city is the guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image which fell from heaven. Therefore, since these facts are undeniable, you must calm down and not do anything rash. You have brought these men here, though they have neither robbed temples nor blasphemed our goddess. If then Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a grievance against anyone, let them go to court and press charges there. The courts are open, and there are proconsuls for that. They can accuse each other there. If there is anything further you want to bring up, it must be settled in a legal assembly. As it is, we are in danger of being charged with rioting because of today's events. In that case, we would not be able to account for this disturbance, since there is no reason for it." After saying this, he dismissed the assembly, and so no action was taken against Paul, but he realized that it was time for him to leave the city. Next episode, the First Epistle to the Corinthians.